Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A number of students from the Netherlands are here this week to learn more about Pella and America. What are their impressions? Let's go in-depth with Tessa Kolivar and Kim Gerritsen from the Netherlands. Well, how long have you two been in Pella?
Well, we've been here for a week now. We arrived on Saturday, and we're staying till Sunday, I think. Yeah.
Well, and what do you think so far?
I like it a lot. It's very Dutch.
Is it very Dutch?
Yeah. It looks Dutch. I mean, the people aren't that Dutch, but yeah, it's kind of a mix between Dutch and American, and it's quite funny to see. And all the Dutch names and how they say it here, it's very funny.
Okay, funny how?
They just pronounce it like typically American, while in Dutch it wouldn't be correct. Because sometimes they say a Dutch name and I can't even understand what they're saying because they're saying it in the American way, and then it means something Dutch, and then it's like, oh, you—that's what you mean. I understand, but they just say it differently.
Well, and is that your experience too?
Yeah, like I think the family name of like one of the senators, I think, of like Pella Rosenboom, how mm-hmm. you pronounce it? It's like Rosenboom in the Netherlands. So I didn't even like recognize the family name. It was just
it's like as soon as you read it, then you're like, oh, it's a Dutch name. But if you hear them say it, it's you don't even know it's Dutch. It just sounds so different.
Well, and it's interesting, but that name is pronounced about four different ways.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Different families pronounce it and even spell it differently. Mm-hmm. All right, so, but I guess you would expect that. I mean, people came here 150, 160 years ago, and so some things change naturally, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, what are some of your other impressions?
Of course, the cultural difference here, also like the difference in the food you eat. It's like kind of cliche, but it's kind of true, I think. The amount of like fast food change here, like compared to the Netherlands. We don't have a lot of fast food change, only like McDonald's, Burger King, maybe like Subway, mm-hmm. KFC, that's it.
We have more kinds?
Yeah, definitely. Like crazy amount of fast food change, like even in such a small town. Yeah.
So not so many different kinds of restaurants than in the Netherlands? I mean, you have, what kinds of restaurants do you have in the Netherlands then?
We have a lot of, a big variety, I would say. We have like Chinese, Vietnamese, Greek, fast food change. You can pretty much get anything you want, I would say. There's a lot of variety, but it's not like we have all types of restaurant in one town. It's mostly that we have. In the bigger cities, you can find anything, and in the smaller towns are just like a few of them. So it's not like over here that you have like from everything something in a small town like this.
Well, have you tried any of the Dutch dishes Pella's famous for?
Not yet, I think.
No?
I think we'll taste them during tulip time, but yeah. With all the stands.
I've had some pancakes, which are typically American, so that tastes kind of different. And I've been to the Dutch bakery, which was delicious. It was really good. And the apple turnovers, I think they're good here as well. They're very Dutch, but I like them here too, so it's not really a big difference.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tessa Kolivar and Kim Gerritsen from the Netherlands. So the pastries are about the same, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe a little sweeter here.
Yeah, that's true.
Sweeter?
Yeah.
Everything's sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah, even the bread. We're, like, used to it being more salty, and here it's pretty sweet, I think. It's pretty strange for us Dutch to, everything's sweeter.
Really? Okay. Well, what other differences have you noticed?
A lot of people drive cars here, and in our country, it's all, if you have to do like a distance of 5 minutes, then you just go by bike. And here, if you have to walk for like one block, it's like, I'm gonna take the car, it's too far. And yeah, we would just walk or take the bike. And you also have, I would say the roads in the Netherlands are better as well. The quality of the roads, and we don't have like gravel roads, everything's like paved or just concrete, so we have like better roads, and we have special paths for the bikes and everything. You don't really see that here.
But I mean, even in rural Netherlands, you don't have gravel roads?
No,
paved everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because, I mean, we're a lot bigger.
Yeah,
that's true. It would cost a lot of money, I think, to have like really great roads mm-hmm. everywhere in the States. It would be pretty expensive.
Yeah. How about the people? How are the people here?
They're so nice. I was surprised. They're so sweet and they're so welcoming. And in our country, I mean, if you would drive, like if you're with two cars and then one would follow the other, then the one in front would just drive and then two would, they're at the destination. And here, if like the car in front has lost the car in the back, they will just pull off to the side of the road and wait. And that's really weird. They just take others into account much more and really think of others more than Dutch people do.
And your impressions of the people?
Well, the people here, they're pretty nice. They're always very welcoming here. They welcome you into the society, into the community. They take you anywhere they can. They introduce you to all different kind of people. While in the Netherlands, it's like if you would stay in a host family in the Netherlands, it would probably be like, here you have a bed, you have food. You can go anywhere you want to, maybe, introduce you to the neighbors or something, but that would probably be it. I think people here are more social, they're better at public speaking. That's one thing I've noticed, because in Netherlands our public speaking skills aren't like the best. But here, it's pretty good.
Any other observations that you have on the community?
I've heard that not a lot of people go to church, but it looks like it. There are a lot of churches here, I've heard, like 30 or something. And there are a lot of people going to church on Sunday morning. And I think in the Netherlands, it's like decreasing the amount of people going to church. And I mean, there are not a lot of people that still do that. And here, every Sunday, people still go to church and they have meetings of the church with the youth. And I think, that's a big difference as well. And they, we've been to a Christian school and they really pray before they leave the school. And they are, they pray before they go eat. And I mean, we go to a Christian school as well, but it's just like you start the day with maybe a story of the Bible, sometimes not even, and that's about it. So it's much more religious as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tessa Kolivar and Kim Gerritsen from the Netherlands. Well, and Pella is probably more religious than most of the United States, mm-hmm. too. A lot of people take their faith very seriously here, and so you're seeing that?
Yeah, definitely. You will see it in the daily life here of people, I think. Like, everywhere you go, you will find something Christian, some Christian values, or it's very interesting to talk to people that live here about their faith, and also like there are a lot of different churches here, also like Protestant, Catholic and stuff, but they tend to like go together pretty easily. While in the Netherlands, it's getting better, but there was a big difference between Catholic and Protestant. They couldn't they didn't like each other very much. It was a big divide. Well, so it surprised me that it wasn't like that over here.
I think that in the Netherlands, the difference between Protestant and Catholics is not that big, but I think it's more we have Muslims and all that stuff, and that difference is very big, and that is really, people are discriminating each other for that, and that's really bad, and they just somehow cannot accept each other, not everyone cannot accept it, of course, but there are still differences, and still people who don't want Muslims in the country, and that's, I haven't seen any Muslims here, so you don't have that problem, but that's, if you're talking about, like, diversity between the religions, then that is a really big one in the Netherlands, I would say.
So that's it's a concern in the country, it's an issue of strife?
Yeah, it is.
And more significant every year, I would guess?
Yeah, it's getting bigger every year, because now it's also a hot topic in politics in the Netherlands. People are paying attention to the problem. Like in the whole of Europe, it's becoming a hot topic, so it's pretty controversial, and yeah.
I mean, it's not even the religion that's the problem, it's just that immigrants are mainly the problem, because, like, for example, in Italy, all those immigrants coming by boats and stuff, and it's just a big problem. There's so many people, and there are also a lot of people coming to the Netherlands, and people are just concerned about where they should stay and how we should pay for them, and I think that's more the problem than the religion. But because the people do not want that many immigrants, and they don't want the country to be full of foreigners, they're just making a problem out of the religion instead of really the immigrants and the real problem.
Do you have a solution?
No, not really. I think it's hard, because you can just be like, well, let's put a maximum amount of immigrants in the country and just kick some out. But there are really people that need, like, to go here because they're not safe, and you cannot just tell them not to come. And it's really complicated. And with religion as well, you cannot just tell people you can only have one religion. I mean, it's against our law. But on the other hand, you also cannot have people hating each other or discriminating each other for their religion. So it's very difficult to just come up with a solution for that.
Do you have any insights?
Well, it's actually like a topic we covered in geography class. It was actually one of our assignments to like sort of come up with a solution. And we figured out that that was kind of like a hypocrite also as well, because like countries like Sweden, they are open to immigrants, but there's like a certain policy that like the country where the immigrants arrive first, like Italy or something, they have to stay there, so they can't go to Sweden and like take residence there. So it would be we thought that it would be better to like have the European Union like take a look at this problem and maybe like distribute these immigrants in a fairer way, so that like the southern countries don't have to deal with this problem alone.
Well, you ladies seem very informed of current affairs.
Yeah, we discuss it in school, and it's like, it's in the news a lot, so it's kind of hard to just get around it, really. You're kind of confronted with it a lot, so, I mean, you cannot just not think about it, because it's a big problem. And, I mean, we are the ones that have to live in this country in the future, and we are the ones that have to deal with all the, like, problems that the adults now are creating. So that's kind of Yeah, I think maybe we're even more concerned than the adults, simply because we have to live in that country and we have to deal with their problems that they are creating. So kind of a big deal.
Well, we're a couple of days away from tulip time. Are you looking forward to it?
Well, I am actually, because like it's something I've never experienced before. We don't have it in the Netherlands. It's unknown to us. So I'm pretty excited to see how they've like incorporated like the Dutch traditions, and if they've actually done a good job at copying our traditions and stuff. Yeah, I'm very looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm very excited about wearing the Dutch costumes. I think that's fun. I've never worn them before, so it was fun to try them on. And we'll be in the parade probably every day or something. So we're going to be, yeah, really around a lot and trying to help out a lot. So it will be a lot of fun. I think it's very different. We don't have anything like this in our country, so I'm very excited to, yeah, see how it is and what they have all copied from our country.
Thanks to Tessa Kolovar and Kim Gerritsen for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.